Welcome to today's MTC Studio broadcast. My name is Dean Suzuki. I wanted to welcome you to this week's broadcast. Today we'll be talking about sales productivity. And joining me today, I have two of our experts in this field, Jeff Bennett and Nancy Emsley. But before we jump into that, I wanted to go over a couple of logistical items. If you have any questions throughout the session, we'll be taking them in the Q&A manager, which you see on your screen. So it's off on the right, I believe, here. So if you have any questions, please feel free to enter them in, and we'll be watching that Q&A manager throughout the session. Also, after the session, we'll be providing a recording of this and also the PowerPoints on the same site that you've used to register for this session, so you'll be able to view the on-demand recording of this as well. But with that, I would like to introduce my two guests today, Jeff and Nancy. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Maybe, Jeff, can you start? Maybe introduce yourself and to the folks on the line.
Absolutely. My name's Jeff Bennett. I'm a technical product specialist for Microsoft Dynamics CRM.
Great. Thanks, Jeff and Nancy.
Sure. Good morning. My name is Nancy Emsley, and I'm also a technical product specialist for Dynamics CRM for Microsoft.
Great. So, you know, Jeff, you're talking about today how we can maximize sales productivity with users on the road. Maybe can you explain some of the things you're seeing when you're working with our enterprise customers?
Absolutely. So, you know, really the biggest thing that we're seeing today with organizations that are leveraging CRM is really how customers, how they are buying has changed so significantly. And that really has a deep impact on not just how salespeople behave in trying to sell, but in the tools and technologies that they leverage to sell and to sell better.
Great. So why don't you take us through what you're seeing on your deck?
You betcha. So first of all, thank you so much for your investment today, and we really appreciate the time that you're investing in this webinar. So real quickly, here's our agenda today. First, I'm going to talk a little bit about this new age of selling that we're in and how that is impacting your salespeople, your sales managers. Then we're going to go straight into a demonstration, and we're going to show you three what we feel are very succinct demonstrations that really go to the heart of making your sales managers and your salespeople productive. Then we're going to have some final slides that really just put everything together, and then we'll go into Q&A for any questions that you might have. So let's begin by talking about this whole age of the customer. And you know what's interesting is what an impact social conversations through social media and, of course, the enormous change that we've all experienced in the last 15 years with mobile devices, how that's impacted every aspect of our life and how we communicate with each other, and how, most importantly, in terms of business, how we as customers, whether we're purchasing products for ourselves or for our company, how we go about actually going through that purchase process. You know, what we're finding is that this is really giving individuals a very powerful voice. So in the past, where customers would come to businesses a bit hat in hand, that really has changed. Customers come to you with an incredibly new set of knowledge that they didn't have before. And that, again, is enabled through all of these social conversations that are occurring. It's enabled through the information that they're able to so easily access in all different kinds of sources. A terrific story is about a man named Dave Carroll, who tweeted a few years ago about a bad experience that he had with United Airlines. He was taking a flight, and he brought along his guitar, and when he got his guitar in the bag check, it was pretty much destroyed. Now, in the past, he would have complained to United Airlines, and that probably would have been it. But Dave actually tweeted a video of his guitar. The next day, United Airlines stock price actually fell 10%. This had an enormous impact, that one tweet, on United's business. This is an example of how powerful the social conversations that are going on about your business that your customers are accessing, that your prospective customers are looking at and trying to understand your brand and trying to understand your products is now having on your business. And it's dramatically changed, as we've talked about, that the relationship that customers now have with you. So how has how has that changed in how they're buying? So, you know, one of the main things that we're seeing is that customers are 57% through the buying process before they actually reach out to any of your salespeople. And that's dramatically changed, right? So in the past, when a customer would be interested in beginning to look at one of your products, they would reach out to one of your salespeople to start understanding what your products can do. Now they don't necessarily have to do that so quickly. They can go to your company's website. They can access all different kinds of information on the internet. They can go to Twitter. They can ask connections that they have through LinkedIn about your product before they ever have a conversation with you. So they're coming to your salespeople with a whole new set of information and understanding about your products. And in some cases, are going to begin the buying process with your salespeople with very pointed questions, with a very clear set of things that they need to complete the buying process. And that deeply affects how your salespeople actually now sell. The other big thing that we're seeing is that 9 of 10 business buyers say when they're ready to buy, they're gonna find you. So again, business buyers are coming into that sales process much later than they used to. So what does that mean for you as an organization, for your sales managers, and for your salespeople? That means how you sell has to change. You know, one of the things that we've seen, and is probably not a great surprise, 97% of cold calls are ineffective. So only about 3% of cold calls actually lead into a next step appointment. Now, contrast that with a whopping 67% of second degree LinkedIn referrals do result in a meeting. So what if, for example, your sales system, your CRM system, was able to help you make those connections rather than just going into your CRM system to have your salespeople update their sales pipeline? They could actually go into their CRM system and figure out how to make those connections to lead into those next step appointments, those next step conversations, which drives the sales process forward. The other big thing is that, you know, social creates new opportunities to build and maintain relationships. So things like simply reaching out to say happy birthday or hey, congratulations on that new job can do wonders for that next business interaction. That's information, that's power that your CRM system needs to be able to have for your salespeople to really find value in what they're using. At a recent sales conference focused on the impact of social in sales, they featured a woman who had completely changed how she sold. So she created second degree connections through LinkedIn for all of her key prospects and tracked their social activity to hear how she might be able to engage by looking for opportunities to provide value and advice. That is something that you're able to do right inside of Microsoft Dynamics CRM, and we're going to show that to you today. You know, that really leads to probably one of the biggest lessons in all of this, which is the CRM systems that we've traditionally given to our salespeople, to our sales organizations, are simply outdated. And I think the best way that you can illuminate this in your own organization is go and ask your sales managers, ask your salespeople, is the CRM system that we've given you, that you're using today, whatever that is it helping you sell better? You know, more often than not, the look that you're going to get, the answer you're going to get is a glazed look of, what do you mean, help me sell better? Salespeople have come to think of CRM systems traditionally as the place where they go and update their sales pipeline, typically when their sales managers are beating them over the head and shoulders to do it. What if we could provide a CRM tool to our sales managers, to our salespeople, that help them to sell better, that help them identify sales opportunities where they probably wouldn't have seen them, that can help them accelerate the sales cycle in a way that they wouldn't be able to do so without that CRM technology that enables them to have those social conversations and to leverage the power of social collaboration and social media to drive their sales cycle. That's really what we're talking about when we talk about sales productivity at Microsoft. Microsoft is making and has made enormous investments around sales productivity to turn this notion of traditional CRM systems into the powerful sales technologies that our salespeople really need to leverage, to be able to leverage and to sell effectively. So, you know, if you think about what is it that we're specifically talking about, it's things around accounts and opportunities, having a 360-degree view of a customer so that when I go in to have a conversation with a customer, I know everything that's going on. I know all the key metrics. I know all the key news that's recently happened with them. So I can really have those customer insights that enabled me to show the value that I'm bringing to them, that I know in some ways more than they do, that makes everything that I have to say more powerful. You know, another big element of sales productivity is collaborative selling. So in the past, traditional CRM systems have really been places of siloed data where there was really no sense of how the tool actually helped an organization sell collaboratively. That has now changed with Dynamics CRM, and we're able to help selling organizations sell collaboratively so that salespeople can get questions answered, they can get help from whoever it might be in the organization, especially if they need to reach out, you know, to a person at a customer, let's say, and make that connection very quickly. And then, you know, obviously mobility is now critically important. Salespeople want to be able to leverage this power while they're on the road, while they're out visiting customers, while they're in a Starbucks preparing for a customer meeting. They need to be able to do that on all the different mobile and tablet devices that, you know, salespeople more than ever are really interested in being able to have. And lastly, it's critical to have the right kind of sales analytics that not only provide a clear picture of all your data, but probably more importantly, are really accessible for your sales managers and your salespeople. You know, for a long time, we focused on reporting that was extremely detailed, but at the same time, because of that, was not necessarily consumed in the same way as it can be by our sales managers and salespeople because it was too complicated. So how do we deliver good sales analytics at the right time in the right way that helps our organizations and our sales managers, our salespeople make the right decisions when it comes to how they're selling and who they're selling to? These are all areas of sales productivity and hopefully what you're going to see in the demonstration today. Let's go ahead and move into this demonstration. And here's what we're going to do today. We have three scenarios that we want to focus on. So the first is that sales analytics piece, right? Before I act on my world, I want to understand my world. So we're going to take a look at, and I'll actually play the role of a sales manager in really trying to understand what's going on with my sales team, what's going on with my organization and how we're selling. And I want you, as you're watching this, I want you to think about what are the kind of metrics, the kind of visualizations that you have today in your organization that you deliver to your sales managers, and what are the kinds that you really need to move forward with, the kind that perhaps you don't have but, you know, want to develop. We're going to show you how easy it is to do that. In our second scenario, we're going to look at a specific salesperson, and we're going to look at how she's able to accelerate the sales process for an existing deal by using Microsoft Dynamics CRM. And then lastly, we're going to transition to our salesperson and looking at her and her ability to access information and to do work on the road, so by actually using a mobile device. So those are our three scenarios. Let's jump right into it. So I'm going to just quickly move into my demonstration environment. And let me come into this first visualization. So let me give you just a quick introduction to the role that I'm playing. So I'm in the role right now wearing the hat of a sales manager. So what are the core things that I, as a sales manager, am going to be interested in? Well, first and foremost, obviously, I'm going to be pretty interested in revenue, close revenue versus my goals. That's probably the first thing I'm looking at when I wake up in the morning. If I can't easily understand that, life is going to be pretty difficult for me. So here I can see, for example, a really clear visualization of how we're doing in terms of closing revenue for the current quarter versus my goal. So what I can see here is that I've done pretty well historically, but I've got a gap in the current quarter that I've got to figure out how to resolve. Okay, that is a classic scenario for sales managers, right? They're constantly looking at what's the delta of what we have to achieve and how do I close it? And the tools that I leverage have to help me do that. So the first thing that I'm going to take a look at is my sales forecast. What I can see is across the bulk of my product lines, I'm doing relatively okay, but my most important product line, which happens to be computers, I'm seeing that there's I'm forecasting quite a decline. Okay, that's something that I've got to be able to resolve, and I've got to be able to resolve quickly. So the next thing that I'm going to do is switch to my sales manager dashboard. And what this provides me is a very clear understanding of my world in one place. And so you can see, for example, I'm able to see my revenue by my different salespeople. And I'm able to see kind of key metrics that give me a clear picture very, very quickly about how I'm doing. So for example, I can see that my win rate in the last 12 months is 91%. I'm happy about that. But I know I still have a delta that I need to close. So one of the things that I'm going to be interested in to look at is that win rate versus my win-loss analysis, essentially. And so what you can see here is I can just very simply go in, click, and come into these different metrics to understand my world. You know, even more importantly, I can look at my revenue by different industries. So one of the things that as a sales manager I want to be able to understand is what are the opportunities that we still have open that I really want to close on. One of the great challenges that most sales organizations have is treating every opportunity as the same. And they're not always the same, right? I'm going to have opportunities that have a much greater probability of closing. I want to focus myself and my sales team on those. So here, for example, I can click on my sales opportunities by industry, and I can see exactly how I'm doing for that specific area. It allows me then to have conversations with my sales team that I probably wouldn't be able to otherwise, right? So I've gotten a high level view of my sales team, how we're doing as an organization. Now what I want to do is begin to transition from a strategic point of view into a tactical one. So I want to now start figuring out where are the sales opportunities, the specific sales opportunities that I can go and talk to my salespeople about and see if we can close this delta. So for that, I'm going to come into my Dynamics CRM client, and I'm going to come straight into this core dashboard that I leverage. Now what you see is the power of dashboards here in Dynamics CRM is that I'm able to mix all different kinds of data visualizations with the actual data that I can act upon. So for example, here in the upper left-hand corner, I can see, again, as you saw in the other visualization, I can see my goals per quarter, actual versus my target. And again, what I can see is in the current quarter, I've got a pretty significant delta that I've got to figure out how to close. That leads me to look at my sales funnel here in the upper right-hand corner, and I can quickly see, first off, as an aside, I've got quite a bit of a pipeline that's still in the qualify stage to the tune of $175 million. That is something that I'm going to have to come back to and resolve pretty quickly. But what I can do is I can actually come into a drill down view of the sales funnel, and I can click the specific areas of the chart so I can see the opportunities that are actually driving that. So in my sales stages for opportunities that are closer to being closed, I can now go in and see key information about them, and I can actually act on them. So for example, if I wanted to ask a salesperson for a quick set of updates on a set of opportunities, if I wanted to reassign them, if I wanted to take some kind of action, I can easily move from that chart to actually acting upon that data. So I'm going to close that drill down chart. And now what I want to do is I want to take a look at specific opportunities that are projected to close in the current quarter. And so nicely, I can see right at the top, I've got an opportunity here that's close to $4 million in estimated revenue that has a reasonably high probability of close. But what I notice is that it's been open for almost 90 days. So this opportunity is stalled, but it's also an opportunity that's going to give me an opportunity to get much closer to that revenue goal that's so critical. Now, you know, typically, what I would have to do is see who owns it, and I'd have to pick up the phone and try to call, in this case, Veronica Queck, see if she was available, try to track her down. She's typically on the road most of the time. But because this is integrated with Skype for Business, I can actually see Veronica's presence. So you see the green circle next to her name. That is actually showing me that Veronica is available for a conversation so that we can talk about this opportunity. So all I need to do is hover over her name, and now as you can see, I can start a conversation with her. So in this case, what I'm gonna do is go ahead and start an IM conversation, and I'll say, "Hi Veronica, are you there?" And we'll see when she responds. So the next step that I can take is once she's responded, I can actually give her a phone call. And so I'll click the phone call and Skype for Business. And I won't go through the whole thing. So now we're going to have a conversation. And Veronica, hi, how are you?
I'm great, Spencer. What can I do for you today?
So obviously, we're trying to close up the current quarter. We've got a pretty sizable delta to do that. And what I saw is you have an open opportunity with Northwind Traders for about $4 million. It looks like that opportunity has stalled, and I'm wondering if you think there's a chance that, you know, we might be able to accelerate it and to close this in the current quarter.
Well, that's a great question. It has stalled, but let me see what I can do to get it moving forward again and reach out to the client. I sure would love to close that in this quarter as well.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Veronica. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling, Spencer. Hi, I'm Veronica Queck, and I am a sales associate at Contoso. Just received a call from my new boss, Spencer Lowe. I'm relatively new to the organization, so he's asked me to streamline an opportunity, see if I can get it closed in this quarter. And boy, if I can get it closed in this quarter, it's going to make me look great and really elevate me within the organization. So I'm going to do everything I can to get that opportunity closed. Thankfully, I have a Dynamics CRM and the Microsoft productivity tools to help me do that. And I'm going to walk through a scenario today to show you how I am now empowered to really communicate with my clients, to understand my clients, and to move the ball forward quickly, regardless of whether I'm in my home office like I am right now or on the road, which I'm going to have to be in a few minutes. So let's get started. Spencer asked me about the Northwind opportunity. It is close to $4 million, and I can see it right here at the top of my opportunity list. I'm looking at my dashboard, and my dashboard gives me the same information that Spencer was looking at within Dynamics CRM, real time, but it's targeted towards me. So my opportunities are opportunities that I'm interested in, And I have my activities right here on the left for me. I have my sales pipeline right here on the right. And most importantly, as a salesperson, I really want to understand all the time in real time where I am year to date, quarter to date, month to date relative to my sales goals. And it's all right here on my dashboard. So I'm going to go ahead and drill into this Northwind account. It's been a little while since I spoke to the Northwind team. Alex Wu there has gone a little dark on me. Hopefully I can move this forward in the pipeline and score some brownie points with Spencer here. You know, as organizations change, as our mode of communications change, expectations get higher and higher, and I really need to deliver. Now, as a new employee, it can be hard to get ramped up on an organization's sales process. But with the Dynamic CRM solution, you can see a process bar here at the top where I have my opportunity process spelled out for me. So I can see what I need to do to get this opportunity from where it is today to where we want to be, which is closed. I also can very quickly in the process bar understand the key data points relative to this opportunity. So again, Alex Wu has been my main contact. I have already established a budget of $4 million. We're almost there with this opportunity. So we're just under the customer's stated budget. And as I just click on the different components or different areas of the process bar, I can walk through the pieces of information I've already established or already ascertained related to this opportunity, as well as understand what I need to do next. So it looks like this is not a decision that's just made by Alex Wu, so that's great for us. Since he's gone a little dark, I can figure out who else I can elevate this to or escalate it to within Northwind to move it along. And I also can see that the customer's needs is very close to what we have. So again, I'm a little fuzzy, it's been a while. And so I can check my notes within the system here. And it looks like, you know, Alex hasn't been responsive for a while. So the critical point for me to move this along really is going to be to find somebody else within the organization that I can work with. I remember discussing the org chart both with the customer and my new manager, Spencer, but unfortunately, I just can't remember who that committee was made up of. With the collaboration tools that we have within the CRM platform from Microsoft, I'm able to look at and share notebooks, and we even have some handwritten notes here from a whiteboarding session. And it's coming back to me that Mark Hansen, he was the CEO, he's the ultimate decision maker, even though this is committee-based. And at this point, I really have nothing to lose. I'm gonna try to reach out to Mark. I don't have him listed as a stakeholder in this opportunity, and I really don't even know his number, and I don't wanna just cold call into Northwind. So what I can do is capitalize on insights for Dynamic CRM. This tool has been a lifesaver for me as a salesperson because it goes out and searches 33,000 sources of data that's available online and consolidates them into my CRM system. So I don't have to jump around and do a lot of internet searches. I have it all here right in front of me. What's really great is not only can I see information about the organization, but right from within this window, I can research the industry that they're in as well. So I may not know a lot about Northwind or their industry, but I can research it in this window. What I really want to do today, though, don't want to get too sidetracked here and start looking at too much information. What I really want to do is look for Mark's contact information. And by scouring the web, we can see that Insights has gathered the key individuals from this organization and put them right into my opportunity window. And sure enough, right there at the top is Mark. He's the CEO. He goes right to the top of the list. The wonderful thing is, not only is that information available, but I can also sync it with my CRM system. So I can either update an existing record with real-time relevant data that is being pulled from data sources, those 33,000 data sources, or I can create a new record if I don't already have them in the system. So I'm gonna go ahead and do a quick update. Now, when I do that, the system Insights actually lets me pick what data points I want to override in CRM. So maybe I have a home phone number, or I have a mobile phone number that he's given me that nobody else has access to. So I might not want to override that. So it lets me either sync all the data points from what it gathered online, or just pick individual data points to synchronize up. Once I do that, I can then add Mark as a stakeholder to this opportunity so that next time I'm in the opportunity, or anyone else that is working on this opportunity, won't forget that he's a critical part of our decision path. So now he's added as a stakeholder, pulling in that information that I got from Social Insights from all those data sources, and I'm going to just, you know, reach out to him directly, use Skype for Business in my one-click capabilities, and give Mark a call. And you'll see all I had to do was click his phone number, and it brings up Skype for Business here, and I'm able to dial him and call him. So we're gonna just emulate that call. Mark doesn't really exist. But in that case, it also popped open an activity window here, and it showed that I made a call to him. I didn't have to type that in. I didn't have to manually add it. And then I can add my notes, whatever those notes related to the call might be. So now I've used the information available to me to go out to find Mark and to speak to him directly. And in this case, in talking to Mark, he indicated to me that he is very interested. Alex Wu has actually been out. He was glad I got a hold of him because he wasn't quite sure how to get a hold of me. And he wants me to update the proposal. He actually wants some additional things added to the proposal. We're just going to refresh our browser here. Every once in a while, we get a browser stall out. So once this comes back up, what we're going to do is use the capabilities within the system to update our opportunity. And we're going to show you, I'm gonna go right back to my dashboard here and pull that opportunity right back up. Not a problem. So every once in a while, internet connections in my home offices here are a little glitchy, but not a big deal. So Mark has asked for us to add some lenses into this proposal. And you know, I've already added the digital camera, but again, I'm new to Contoso, and our product catalog has hundreds of thousands of products. I didn't want to admit it to Mark, but I'm not really sure what to add. But I have a suggestions capability here within CRM. And what this does is it helps me, whether I'm a new employee or I've been here for 20 years, it helps me understand what products relate to each other and may be able to cross-sell and upsell. And I can see here it's the 100x zoom lens. That's exactly what he wanted. So I'm gonna just go ahead and pick that and add it to my opportunity. Okay, let me just go right back there to my rugged cameras opportunity here. I think I overclicked maybe. We'll see if we got it added in. Just go right back in there and pick that one again and add it to my list. Try that again. There we go. Actually got a couple extra. And he asked for 5,000 of these. This is fantastic because I know I can do a little bit of math in my head. 5,000 of these is going to take this opportunity to the $4 million mark. Spencer is gonna be thrilled. Everyone's gonna be excited. And our opportunity is gonna bring us over the top for the quarter. Now, once I've added this to my opportunity, the other thing that Mark asked me for was an updated proposal and some additional information on the products that we are proposing. Again, I can do that all within this particular solution here using my productivity tools. So I'm going to go into my document management area of this opportunity where everything related to the opportunity is stored. I don't have to go out searching my particular system. I don't have to go out searching the network. I don't have to search shared drives. It's all stored with this opportunity. Again, my home network seems to be letting me down here with not letting me in. Let's try that again. There we go. It's been storming a lot here. The rains. We had that tsunami warning in California. I think the waves might be affecting the internet service. But here's the sales contract that we need to update for him. And you'll see that I can open it right from within CRM. And with our productivity tools, it opens right inside of Word Online, part of the Office 365 suite. And I can edit it either in Word Online or I can edit it right in Word. I won't bore you with typing changes, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to see how all that collateral is stored together. Once I update the numbers in that document, then we're good to go as far as sending that out to Mark. I do remember he asked for one more thing. He asked for some research on that particular product offering. And Spencer, when I first joined, sent me a white paper. I don't want to have to ask him again. I'll look really bad. But I can just go into my document search, again, right from within that opportunity, and there it is. There's that Northwind Traders white paper that was already published that he's asked me about. Again, I can open it right from within here, email it off to Mark, make any updates if I need to, and we're good to go. So you can see that within one or two screens, within the CRM solution, I was able to look at my dashboard, quickly find the opportunity that Spencer called me about, call the client, call the CEO, even though I didn't have his number, use our social capabilities to find his direct line, call him from within the system, automatically from Skype, update the contract, update the opportunity, and get everything sent off to the prospect. I'm feeling really, really good about this particular opportunity, and I can't wait to call Spencer and tell him that I think we're going to close it. And speaking to Mark, I think it's going to be closed. We're going to have $4 million revenue. I'm going to look great. Spencer's going to look great, and everyone's going to be happy. However, I have to run out to another meeting, so I can't call him just yet, but I can still work on the road. You know, I live in Southern California, there's a lot of traffic. So I typically, and I know a lot of salespeople do this, we leave hours early for a meeting and then go find a coffee shop, right? And if we don't happen to hit traffic, we've got an hour or two to do work in a coffee shop and we're able to do that. So what I'm gonna show you next is our tablet and mobile solution. This is available for Windows, iOS, Android, we don't care what kind of device you use. It's the same solution and it's native to whatever device you happen to be using. Today, as Veronica, running off to the coffee shop, I love my Surface Pro 3. Love, love, love my Surface Pro 3. So you're going to see the Windows mobile version. And again, you'll see, as a busy salesperson, I don't have time to, you know, carry paper and shuffle paper and, you know, always be looking in different systems. This is real-time data. It's just the mobile version of what we just saw in Dynamics CRM. So no matter where I am, on a plane, in a coffee shop, in my home office, in an office, sitting in a parking lot in my car, I have this information available to me on my tablet, on my mobile phone. So the meeting I'm heading off to is actually with another client called City Power. And so I'm going to just do a quick search. Don't want to have to look around for them. So I'm going to search City Power. And the system will show me everything going on with City Power, right? So we can see right here the account record. In the middle, I have all of my City Power contacts. I can scroll across. We have a few open leads. I'm meeting with them today about this computers opportunity, but you know what? I happen to see that they have an open case with us. I don't want to get blindsided walking into a client and knowing that they have some open help desk issues, either with our help desk or our support team or our service team. So all that information is right there in front of me to help me prepare for walking in the door with them. So I can pull up this case. Again, I see that where it is in the process bar associated with cases. This is very different than the process that we saw associated with closing a sales opportunity. But I can see it's in the research stage. I know that Krista Geller owns it. I can see any open activities, so she's still researching it, and she's got to call the client back. Oh, it looks like she's got to call the client back because she's waiting on them for some additional information. That is awesome to know, because when I walk in the door, if they ask me about this particular issue, this service case, I can let them know who's working on it. I can let them know that she's waiting for information from them. If they don't bring it up after we talk about our opportunity, I can ask them how they're doing relative to gathering the information to resolve this case. If I need to, again, I can just click to dial and use Skype for Business to communicate with Krista and get any additional updates. So it's fantastic for keeping me informed when I'm on the road and making sure I'm armed with all the information I need to meet with my client. So I feel pretty good about understanding what's going on with that case. I'm gonna update myself a little bit on the opportunity here that I'm going in to meet with them in about. And you can see I am in the develop stage here, so my process bar has switched back to opportunities because I'm in an opportunity record. We've got an estimated revenue of $3 million, but it doesn't look like it's going to close for another 3 months, so I'm going to talk to them about fast-tracking this. Just finished that meeting with Northwind. I think I've got $4 million closing. If I could close another three, I'm golden. I can, you know, spend the rest of the quarter on the beach. So right here at my fingertips, information about my key contact or contacts, information about the account, any activities, and I can see I have the only open activity I have is the meeting that I have with them today. And again, all the information that we just saw in Dynamics CRM is now presented for another opportunity in the mobile client. I can email the client right from within here. I don't have to go out of this application and into another application. It's fully integrated with my Outlook and my Exchange through the Office 365 integration. Once I finish this meeting, things went really well with Walter. He too is excited. I feel like I'm on a roll. I can go ahead and, you know, go out to my car, create any of the follow-up activities I need before I put the keys in the ignition to drive off. So he wants a couple of things from me. I'm going to go ahead and create those tasks right away from the phone. He also wants a white paper, so I'm going to make myself a note so that I don't forget any other information I need to put in there. And save that. And he also wants to meet with me again to go over our proposal in a week. So I'm going to go ahead and put my proposal review in here. And again, this will just sync right up with my calendar. I'll change it to next week on the 21st. We're going to meet on Monday. Location subject. And I'm going to also invite Spencer to this meeting. I think it's critical that he attend with me. So I'll go ahead and add him to the meeting and save it. And there we have it. And Spencer will have that on his calendar. Hopefully he can make time for us. So I hope that you enjoyed the demo. Just flipping back to my normal persona here as Nancy, what we just saw here within just a couple of minutes of demonstration and very few screens was the ability to really focus as a salesperson on what matters and the people and the information that's going to help you close deals and kind of get rid of the clutter or the chatter around everything else going on in the organization that keeps you from focusing on getting from point A to closing a deal. So, you know, salespeople today have a lot on their plates. We are being asked to do a lot of internal reporting, a lot of research related to the customers that we sell to, the customers we haven't sold to yet. And all at the same time, it's becoming more and more difficult to get the attention and the time of our customers. So we need tools that help us be more productive as salespeople and really focus on the right information at the right time about the right people, products, and companies. So the tools that I showed you with Dynamics CRM, our productivity solution with Office 365, and the social capabilities of really identifying the key stakeholders within an organization and reaching out to them are helping salespeople focus and sell faster without having to struggle to get around organizations. It's hard to sell, and organizations are making it a lot harder. They're not as easy buyers anymore. They're much more informed, so the same tools we use to research, they're using. By the time we talk to them, they know a lot about our products. They know a lot about our company. So we have to always be very informed and a step ahead. And these tools really help us focus. The other part of the equation that's very important is really creating those personal, targeted relationships and experiences. And I did that through Insights. I'm able to go out and search all those different data sources, the 33,000 data sources, and create the targeted experience using social capabilities to win faster. It's really important to understand the statistic at the right here, where social sellers, those sellers that are using social tools today, are 51% more likely to reach their quotas. 51%, that's astronomical. So you can see old school selling, as Jeff mentioned in the beginning, with just cold calling may still be a requirement, but it's not going to be enough to get you to your quota. You need more. The other really critical part about selling today is collaborating, working internally as a team. You saw Jeff and I, he was playing Spencer, I was playing Veronica, collaborating over Skype. He was able to see real time if I was available. He didn't have to look at my calendar and track me down and make a bunch of phone calls. He could just see my presence and know I was available. We were also used the collaborative tools right within CRM, the document management, where multiple people can be updating those documents. The strategy diagram, the whiteboarding diagram that we stored in there, with our notebook, our OneNote capabilities. So all these different tools that allow us to function as a team, collaborate as a team, and work smarter together are critical to success. And finally, you know, bringing in the right people. So another part of collaborating is being able to meet together. We can't always be in the same room. We're a global world, right? Everyone is working in different parts of the world. We need to connect often real time. So while Jeff and I were able to connect over Skype and we just did a quick instant message and then a quick phone call, the same tools allow us to do audio video conferencing. We can use our phones, we can use our tablets, or we can use wonderful devices like the Surface Hub to do video conferencing either internally or with our customers. This is critical to closing business and having those face-to-face interactions when you aren't always able to get on a plane maybe or even get across town to meet with your customers. So using those audio video tools to help us close the deal makes a big difference. So one would think this costs a fortune because we've seen some great stuff. And I'm here to tell you and happy to tell you that's not the case. We have some wonderful promotional offerings available, and I have those up on the screen right now. So for customers who are already using Office 365, you can add the intelligence tools that Jeff showed with the great dashboarding and the great visualizations, along with Microsoft Dynamics CRM for $45 per user per month. For those that do not yet have Office 365, guess what? You can have that plus those tools for $65 per user per month. So it's almost unbelievable how productive we can become for really what most people spend at Starbucks in a month, or Jeff does in a week. So with that, we did have some questions that came across. We were trying to answer them all as they came across. There are a lot of them, but I do have a couple. And Jeff, I have a couple that came across that I saved while you were presenting related to those great dashboards that you and business intelligence tools. So one of them was, are the dashboards you showed available on mobile devices?
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the commitments that Microsoft has made is providing that complete Office experience, regardless what device you're using. So if you're somebody that's prefers an iPhone over an Android, or an Android over an iPhone or a Windows phone, or you're on a Windows phone, you're going to be able to access all of those different dashboards, all of your CRM data, in that full mobile experience. And the last point that I would make is it's tailored to whether you're using a tablet, like let's say like an iPad or a Surface Pro or a Surface, versus whether you're on a phone. So whatever the mobile device that it is that you're leveraging, it's going to be tailored for that form factor.
That's fantastic. So you're telling me if I'm in my car and sitting in traffic, I can pull up a dashboard and have all that information at my fingertips.
I would never want you to be in traffic and access your mobile device.
That's Southern California, right?
I can't stand behind that.
We have,
but certainly sorry. when you're pulled safely aside on the roadway.
Well, thank you, Officer Bennett, for that advice. I have another BI/dashboard question that came across. As always, you're very popular with your dashboards. Do the dashboards you showed only have CRM data, or can they have data from multiple systems? And I know personally, information I want is often in 4, 5, 6, 20 different systems, right? So is it just CRM data, or can we pull data from other systems into those dashboards?
Sure, yeah. The answer is you can pull data from whichever systems that you want to. Mm-hmm. And that's critical because what we want to provide users at the end of the day is an experience where we give them a cohesive view of their world as simply and quickly as possible. And the dashboard capability is really the best way to do that. So yes, you're gonna have some data that's in your CRM system, but you may have data that's, you know, coming from your ERP system, from your website, from a whole host of line of business applications. Being able to get all of that information in one way or another into your dashboards for your users is going to be critical, and that's all possible, leveraging these tools.
That's awesome. Right. That's even more reports I can look at while pulled over safely on the side of the road.
And so, also, I wanted to mention, if there's any additional questions, please feel free to enter them in the Q&A manager. We'll monitor them for a couple more minutes. But a couple of things as we close here. You have an attachments folder in the lower right hand of your interface where we have attached the presentation for today. Also, if you would like to have more information, we just covered the surface of our Dynamics CRM capabilities today. So if you would like to have a deeper dive session, please reach out to the account team or the Microsoft partner who invited you to the session, and we can set up either a meeting here with one of us or one of our centers across the U.S. to go into a deeper dive session. Also, there's a form there if you want one of us to reach out to you. You can go ahead and submit, and we can reach out to you, get set up a one-on-one session with you to discuss your requirements specifically. But any other questions that came in, you see?
I do not see any at the moment.
Any other typical questions you see, Jeff, on things that you have working with our enterprise customers around CRM? Maybe some common questions that you came up, maybe encounter?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the most common questions we get is, how does Dynamics CRM fit into Office 365? Or how does it fit into our on-premise installation of Microsoft Office? So what's key to know is that, first and foremost, Dynamics CRM is available both in the Microsoft Cloud, but also in your own data center. So if you're still an organization that likes to run these kinds of enterprise applications in your data center, that's where you feel most comfortable, you're going to be able to do that with Microsoft Dynamics CRM and integrate it with all of your other Microsoft investments, most certainly Office. But if you choose to go with Dynamics CRM Online, running Dynamics CRM in the Microsoft Cloud, that is a full part of Microsoft Office 365. Mm-hmm. So your users are going to be able to do things like go into Outlook for Web and be able to see their CRM data as they're looking at emails in Outlook Web Access. They're going to be able to go to SharePoint Online and then switch to a view of information directly in Dynamics CRM or vice versa. So Dynamics CRM Online, Dynamics CRM in general, is fully integrated with all of the core Office and Windows investments that that organizations have made with Microsoft.
That's a good point, because you highlighted a couple other capabilities that are outside of CRM. For example, Skype for Business, where you guys initiate that call. So a common question might be, our customers who may not have that technology, they can get it relatively easy just by getting an Office 365 subscription to provide all the services around it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great point. And that really is the power of the Microsoft Cloud, which is, first, you're able to add new capabilities as they're appropriate to your timeline as an organization. But the other aspect to this is just the incredible investment and the tempo of enhancement that Microsoft is making in the Microsoft Cloud. So, for example, here in our next fall release, we're adding in voice of the customer, being able to do customer surveys. That's not something that you then have to do an upgrade for. That just becomes part of your Dynamics CRM implementation in the cloud. And there's many more examples of that, obviously, with Office 365. So, absolutely, the way to think about Dynamics CRM Online is at the top of that Office 365 pyramid, leveraging all those amazing capabilities that we provide through Microsoft Office.
That's a great point. Well, guys, I know we're running out of time, so I just wanted to thank all our viewers for joining us this week. Again, if you'd like to get a deeper dive session on this, we just covered the surface of this solution here today. Please reach out to your Microsoft account team or partner, and we can set up a follow-up session. With that, we're all signing off. Wanted to thank Jeff and Nancy for joining me today, and we'll wish you a great weekend. Take care, guys.